Hey, Daily Dosers. This is Pastor Larry here. And this week we're taking a look at the book of Proverbs. And I was asked to share one of my favorite Proverbs, which is impossible. If you know me, you know that Proverbs is my favorite book in the entire Bible. And so there's a ton of favorite verses there. I don't know why, but I've always been enamored since just being a young kid with this concept of wisdom. I was aware very early on that my initials backwards spelled the word owl and that owls were supposed to be wise. And like I said, I just always had this idea that, man, Lord, it would be so cool if I could be wise, have understanding into how life works. And at times I feel like he's given me a measure of that in my Bible teaching, the ability I've had to work with leaders and to speak into their lives. So I don't have a favorite proverb to share with you, but what I do is a couple of verses that speak to me and hopefully to you in a challenge about how to seek after wisdom and how to kind of work your way through the book of Proverbs. It's found in chapter 2, and it starts at verse 3, and it says this: "Indeed, if you call out or cry out for insight and cry aloud for understanding," so you really desperately want insight, understanding, and wisdom, "if you look for it as you look for silver and search for it as you would search for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God, for the Lord gives wisdom." Now, here's the key thing in this particular passage. I've got circle in my Bible, "then you will understand it." If you seek for it like silver, if you seek for it like hidden treasure. Now, how do you seek those things? Well, you don't just walk along and find them like dirt clods, you know, little stones on the road, because it wouldn't have any value. The whole thing about seeking for silver and seeking for hidden treasure is, frankly, more days you come back empty than you come back having found what you're looking for. And that speaks to me about how to approach the book of Proverbs. For about 17 years at one point in my life, pretty much every single day, I read whatever proverb corresponded to the date of the month. There's 31 chapters there. So the 31st chapter wasn't read in February, only 28, except for a leap year. But most of the time I was reading them. And what I would find is on the 7th of November, chapter 7 was kind of a waste. It was like silver. It was like hidden treasure. That's nothing that speaks to me today. But oh my goodness, when I hit March 7th, there would be two or three things there that would just jump out at me. And during those 17 years of reading over and over whichever one corresponded to the day and asking this question, where have I seen it? Where am I experiencing it? Or do I need to do something? Just those three little questions every day poured an incredible amount of God's wisdom for my life. Because it says, when you do that, you will find the knowledge of God. For he gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So here's my encouragement to you. Maybe start this week with the book of Proverbs. Just pick the one that corresponds to the date. You might find that something you want to continue even further. Because when you value it to the point that you keep searching for it, God says you're going to find it. And with wisdom, God also says in the rest of this book, comes honor, comes long life, and comes the joy and the satisfaction that we search for. Proverbs. My favorite one? I don't know. But here's a couple of important ones. I hope you find them helpful.